Right, hello everybody on Audioboo in Audioboo land. It's Roberts here and
C.
C? Who's C?
No, C.
Is it C flat or C sharp? Or C major or C minor?
C major would go.
It sounded fairly similar.
Not quite the same.
Not quite the same, no, okay. Anyway, Fee is munching away at the moment on some cashews.
Bless you.
Thank you. Which I very generously brought back from the Great Yorkshire Show. And she's drinking...
The Great Yorkshire Show?
Sorry, the Great Yorkshire Show.
Is that what it's called? The Great Yorkshire Show?
Yep.
Oh. I just splatted myself with this wine.
Was it nice?
You know when you sort of let your drink come back to a... vertical position a bit too quickly.
Yeah.
And some of it sort of goes plop.
Yeah. Did it go into the cashews?
No.
That's good.
Well, me.
So what I am going to get, what I'm going to do and get, is a beer which Yorkshire Mark Bowden, and his lovely wife Ching, got for me, because they know I like my beer. And this beer, when I find it, it's down here somewhere. Where's it gone? Is from I think it's from the Hotel Chocolat or something like that. Anyway, it's chocolate beer, apparently. I'm not sure whether by chocolate beer we mean like a chocolate stout or something. So it's just a, really chocolatey tasting chocolate malt, or whether it's actually got any chocolate in it. But... we're going to find out.
Just don't get garlic beer like Andrew has.
Garlic beer.
That sounded disgusting.
For chasing away vampires.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, there's stuff on this table.
There is, yeah.
So I'm planning on doing a proper Robert Boo tasting. This beer tastes sweet. it tastes... frazzled. Just like that.
Yeah.
Now, where did I put my beer glass is the question.
Are you going to tell them what I've got?
Fee has finest white wine from Waitrose.
Waitrose? What with
a... which was recommended by the chap.
The rather nice chap.
Actually, he was very nice, actually. As you know, because I said I wanted a dry white wine for Fee, and he said that this was a particularly good one, and it was on offer. It was on a very good offer, actually. It was virtually half price, originally close to £10, and what's Fee done? She's having it watered down.
What's Fee done? Fee done.
Oh, Fee done. Yeah. Fidden. Fidden. Oh, there's a door there.
Yeah, in your flat that you've lived in.
Yeah, I know. Fee is most amused at the fact that I get lost in my own flat.
I am, yeah.
But, you know, these things happen.
Well, they do to you, yeah.
Right, I'm sitting on the squeaky chair because I always sit on the squeaky chair when having the beer. I'm also going to put a light on because...
You need to face this way, please.
Do I?
Sorry.
Oh, for your bit. Well, I can't because it's on the table. All right, I'll sit on my chair. Okay, I won't sit on the squeaky chair. I'll sit on my chair.
Hooray!
And then I can sort of turn sideways. And I'll do... What have I got to do with my phone?
Take your...
earphones out. Yeah, I will do just that. I say I'm putting on a light so that if I can actually work out how dark or light or whatever it is, then I can give you the benefit of my wisdom on this subject. Right, I'm going to unplug the earphones, so cue nasty noise. Nasty noise cued.
But not on this booth.
No, because you won't hear it on that booth. No. Right, I'm putting that down there.
Because we're double booing, you see.
Double booing.
But my booth better than his because it's got me tasting wine and cashew nuts too.
Cashew nuts?
Yeah.
No less. There's a cafetiere here. I'm not putting the chocolate in there. Right, now, where is my beer opener?
And it's metal, because Robert can't be trusted with a glass, basically.
It's true. What do you mean I can't be trusted?
You broke one.
How dare you? A torch here?
It's a shame they don't do metal wine bottles, really.
Yeah. No, it would really encourage me.
After your soup.
My super.
Super
incident.
Your super idea.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay. Right then, everybody. Are you ready? Are you set? We are going for the ride of our life. And to begin this... Hang on, sorry, just clearing a bit of space here because it's a bit messy.
Just open my beer and taste it.
Okay, I'm going to taste it. Can I clap your beer?
You are funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't, I'm not going to explain this whole thing. But basically, it's a sort of in joke, so don't worry about it too much. Anyway, okay, so...
Actually, though, if you don't get it, what you have to do is listen back
yeah.
to my boo stream. Because it's better than his.
Okay, so this beer has a label on it. Which probably says something, but I can't read it. It's got a big dark splodge in the middle, which
Sorry,
is...
Sorry, that was a violin.
It's got a big dark splodge in the middle, which is roughly the shape of a hot air balloon.
Perhaps it's hot air balloon flavoured beer.
The bottle is, if I hold the bottle up to the light disappears, so it's quite dark. Right, okay, here we go. I'm going to open it. You ready? Ready, everybody? Quiet. Shh.
Oh, it didn't go all over you.
Ah, did a bit. Okay.
It's ever such a shame you weren't recording the other day when the soda water went.
Oh, oh wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to smell this.
Okay. You bring it over?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Careful with it. It's quite full.
I'll be careful. It's a bottle, yes?
Smell.
Yeah, it smells of beer.
It doesn't smell of beer.
Rubbish.
I'm taking it away from you. You beer traitor. You just don't understand the finer points of beer tasting.
It does smell a bit chocolatey though.
Yeah, there we go.
But not completely. It's a beer sort
but
of
But it is, thing I mean, the chocolatey smell, it's such rich chocolate. It's like the kind of chocolate which must have flowed through the pipes of the Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. It's velvety, it's dark, it's sort of treacle-like in its consistency. You can smell the darkness in this beer. This is amazing. And the sweetness, the sweet aroma that drifts off the top of the bottle here, the vapours that envelop your brain. Ah, wow. Right, okay, I'm now going to pour the beer, everybody. Here we go. I'm going to pour the beer. Shh, shh, shh. Pray silence for the beer pouring. Shh. Shh, shh, shh. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now talk.
If the beer pouring from my side sounds a bit like a dog panting as well, that's because Vance is also panting all of a sudden.
Okay, so when you put it in the glass, the smell is not quite so intense. It's mixed with the air. It's more like a sort of hot chocolatey type smell. It's sort of chocolate and milk, but not milk chocolate. Well, it's got the dark cocoa notes in there, but it also has an underlying milkiness to it.
Oh, you are funny, Robert.
And I've accidentally just dipped my nose in it. It's getting a bit too close.
Whoops.
Whoops, indeed.
Robert.
I'm going to just take a picture of this beer to add on to my boo. So stand by, everybody, stand by. You will, up soon, up next, will be the best bit of all, the tasting.
No, I think we've had the fun bit already.
So stand by. Where's the front of this bottle?
Darling.
Darling.
You are very funny.
Yeah, you are very funny. Okay.
No, you are.
You are. I am.
Yes.
You and I.
You are absolutely hilarious.
I'm not drunk yet, by the way. I haven't drunk a thing apart from having a sip of Fee's wine.
That's the worrying part, though.
Yeah. You're now going to get voiceover talking to you. And then I'm going to try and take a picture of this stuff.
Wouldn't it be better to take a picture of the bottle?
I'm taking a picture of both together.
Oh. Is it a happy marriage?
Yes.
Oh, good. Which one takes which one's name?
I don't know, Fee. I think they become double-barreled. Yeah.
Double barreled.
I'm amazing.
You are amazing.
Right, here we go. I am going for the beer. I have to say, the beer has now lost its head.
Lost its head?
It's an Anne Boleyn beer.
Has it been? Yeah.
It has.
Oh, poor beer.
Okay, I'm going to go for a sip now. Again, silence, please.
Where are you going?
Shh.
I don't get the reference thing, do I?
Shh. That's nice.
What's the taste of?
It's silky smooth. It has the most wonderful dark malt taste, but not the sort of bitter malt that you get in some beers. It's a lovely sweetness, treacly almost sweetness. It is utterly, utterly delicious. Where some beers taste as though they've been sitting on top of a bonfire, and other ones taste as though you've dropped a grapefruit in them.
No, that's my wine.
That's your wine.
Yeah.
This tastes like chocolate.
Do I get a taste?
You do. I'm not holding.
Smell it first.
Yep. I'm gonna do this properly.
That's what you said.
Yep. I'm bringing my phone over as well so that people can hear you tasting this. You be careful. This is precious. This is nectar.
I know.
Okay. Thank you.
You've actually got my hand in the right place. That's for amazing. The first time today. Perhaps drink does you good.
Maybe.
So what am I looking for in this taste again?
Think of different things, you know. Think of other food things, or other drinking things, or plants, or animals, or minerals, or, you know, think of what comes into your head. What does it taste like?
I suppose I can see a dark chocolatey sort of thing going on.
Yeah, I would.
Reminds us of coffee, almost.
Yes.
Because it's sort of dark, bitter. Sort of espresso coffee. Not latte or something. Pardon me.
Pardon
you. Can I have another taste to sort of...
Me, of course.
Yeah, milky and cocoa-y. I can get that.
See? Amazing.
Here you are.
Is that not the best beer that you've tasted all day?
Maybe today, but I do prefer the innocent gum beers that you showed me because they were yummy.
They are yummy, actually. But this is delicious. So, thank you to Mark. Thank you to Ching Ching. And thank you to Yorkshire. Yorkshire for being Yorkshire. I've got no idea where this beer actually comes from, but it was bought in Yorkshire, so that's good.
It is good.
Oh, that's amazing. A thunderous waterfall pouring down my throat. Spreading. Spreading. The rich goodness.
through my very veins.
Your very veins, not just your veins.
It could be alliterative.
Oh, Robert, you're hilarious. You know that?
Apparently so.
Well, you were even laughing. You made yourself laugh.
I did. All right, everybody, hope you enjoyed that. That was another beer tasting from Robert and...